Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the 22nd day of March, 2023. To start the show today, I'm here with Kimberly Ann. She's the founder and CEO of Lahontan Gold Corp. It's a company I just recently learned something about when I met up with Kimberly in Toronto. We'll be getting to Kimberly in just a minute or so. Before we get into today's show, we'd like to remind you that I am the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold Energy and Tech Stocks. And it focuses primarily on junior mining companies like the one Kimberly's going to tell us about, gold and silver. And I think the time is coming and the markets are really looking like it's time to start paying attention to the sector. And if you'd like to sign up for my letter, you can do that by going to miningstocks.com. And I want to thank each of you for listening and watching this show on YouTube. And if you have any comments, well, you can comment on YouTube, of course, but also you can send whatever comments, whatever you might want to say about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. The title of today's show is Why Bitcoin Isn't Money. And to understand that topic, at least the views of Keith Weiner, he will be with me in the second segment of today's show. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Kimberly Ann is here, as you can see on the screen. She is the CEO and founder of Lahontan Gold Corp. Thank you so much for joining me, Kimberly.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, it's great to see you there in your Lake Tahoe digs. Very, very impressive. Kind of rustic in the middle of a snowstorm, I guess. So.
Absolutely.
Lots of snow. So, well, I think I've got you listed. Well, you trade in Canada under the symbol LG, and down here in the States, people can purchase it as I have, LGCXF, 121.3 million shares, selling at around 15 cents in U.S. money. That would give it a market cap around $18 million. 1.7 million ounces of gold resource in a couple of different categories. So loads of upside exploration potential. The stock is selling very, very cheaply. So that's why I'm really happy to have you here. So let's get into the story. The Santa Fe, it's a former producing mine that you're working with. So it's not a brand new exploration story. And lots of already 1.7 million ounces. But as I understand it, lots of exploration potential. Can you talk about the history of this mine and how you picked it up for this company?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the Santa Fe asset was mined from 1988 to 1992 by Corona Gold. This was in the time of gold prices of $350, $400, you know, very hard time to make money. Yeah. Open pit style, four pits are on the property, historic pits. We were lucky enough to pick it up actually right before the pandemic started. I sold my last company, which is now C3 Metals, a copper gold asset in Peru. And John McConnell, the CEO of Victoria Gold, came to me and said, Kimberly, what are you doing next? I know you have projects in Nevada. Let's team up and start a company together. So we put a valuation around two of assets that I've ended in and one from the Victoria side, and we went to work. And to date, we've really done a lot of work. We put that together in September 2020. Mm-hmm. But from that time till now, we've raised over $15.5 million. We have done 15,000 meters of drilling, and we just put out our resources you are talking about, 1.7 million ounces of gold, of 1.12 gold EQ. Very mm-hmm. good grade for Nevada, the Walker Lane. And more importantly, it's a mine under closure. So really, we have, you know, big aspirations for this year, but what that means is we have a bond in place. We do quarterly monitoring on, you know, our wells. We have two wells on the property, a substation. So infrastructure galore. We think we can fast track it. So we're going to start our drill program in May, and we have lots of news flow coming out.
Yeah, I believe there's four exploration targets. Could you talk about those, where you might be focused most? And one question that comes to mind right away when you talk about a a grade, an oxide. I believe these are mostly oxides, are they not,
That's
Kimberly?
correct. That's correct. Yes.
And so when we're talking about those kind of grades, I'm always wondering about stripping ratios. Do you have some sense of what the stripping ratio is? Because waste to ore, of course, factors into the economics.
Of course. Yes, that's a great question. So, we do have four targets right now on the property, and the strip ratio project wide is 2.13, so very low strip ratio. However, our Calvada slab complex during mining times was 0.7, so basically no strip ratio. So the idea when you bring it back into production, you start there first, and then you move over to the Santa Fe pit, do the layback, and then switch over to that area. They did have very good recoveries back in the day, 77% for the gold, 55% for silver. This was no optimization at all. Our neighbor currently, Isabella Pearl mine, that's mined by Fortu Gold, they're getting plus 80%. There's no reason why we can't be getting those kind of numbers. So, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. And I mean, the land package is 19 square kilometers. I mean, we did inherit 1,100 drill holes, 100,000 meters of drilling, but it's not even scratching the surface of what is there. So, the mineral resource to date, 1 million of that is an oxide. 1.1 million is an indicated, and 0.55 is an inferred. Our goal is to bring those over to the indicated side. And then we did this as a pit constrained model, which means we have a lot of blocks outside this model that we're really excited about drilling in between to bring those ounces into the project.
But the objective is really near surface oxides at this point. Is there any sense that this thing extends to depth? Is that something you would look
Absolutely.
at? Is that something you might look at, or your focus is going to be primarily on proving up more near surface oxide ounces?
Well, I think the general market understand oxides a lot more than sulfides because they're heap leachable. They're easy to process. Over at our slab Calvada pits, we've drilled down to 280 meters. We haven't hit any transition material, all in oxide. The drilling to date from the past was like 100-meter holes because they were just looking for the next bench. Our holes, we've come in and drilled down to that 280 meters, but not enough of them. So that's a very exciting part of the story. If you look at our past history of our press releases, since the inception of this company, you will see very, very high grade sulfides. So they're not to be ignored. But the idea is you stage it. You go in and you mine the oxides, and then when you get down to the sulfides, you're drifting in. So, I mean, it's a dream situation at very low cost to go to the sulfides. It's a good problem to have, what
Sure.
you're going to do with those in the future. But certainly right now, when we do an economic model of just what we have in the ground, I mean, we have a 7 to 8 year mine life right now before we drill another hole, a very good grades, very economic. And so we know what the next steps are to really get this to be in a robust state for people to really pay attention.
So do you have your drill program laid out? Is it your geologists have established it for this year? And if so, do you have financing for it?
Yes, that's a great question. We do. I was just out in the field a couple of days ago. My home, I'm lucky enough to live 3 hours away from the project. So when I'm home, I go out and play with the rocks with my team. And we walked the whole property and picked our drill holes. We have the rig showing up May 1st. So I want to make sure, that's all, intact. And, what I like to do with my geologists is educate them on discount cash flow models, why I'm saying, hey, we need to find X amount of ounces over here so that they understand where our dollars need to go.
Sure.
We did just close a financing. We raised 1.5 million. We ended up taking over 3 million because the interest was so high. We did stop it there because we don't want too much dilution right now. We want to, build up our share price, get more eyes on the story. And then, if we have to come back to the market later in the year, of course we will. But the drill rig shows up May 1st, and I'm so excited to get out there and see it turning.
Well, you mentioned fast tracking, and I believe I saw something about a preliminary economic assessment. Might that be coming soon?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say soon, but what we are going to do is we're going to put out probably an updated resource number In November, after this drill program, when we get all the numbers back, so people see, okay, this is what we've gotten from this last drill program, the success of that. We'll look at those numbers and decide, okay, is the next step a PA or is the next step a drill program? And my concept of that is this time next year, we'll probably have the PEA out. Mm-hmm. But we will still be drilling in parallel because that's just the first step for us. It's just showing the market that, you know, here's the numbers, wrapping some economics around it. We're going to keep drilling. It's just such a huge land package that, you know, you need to just keep going, really.
Well, it's really exciting. I know, you know, another company I follow on my newsletter, I-80. I'm sure you know that. I'm not
far away from you. Lovely friends.
And you know what they've done is they've drilled underneath old workings, old open pits. Very much reminds me of what you're doing. And my goodness, are they ever hitting some exciting things? So it's a I'm so thankful I ran into you in Toronto, Kimberly, because I wasn't at all aware of what you were up to. I knew you a few years ago when you were working on another project, but this looks very exciting. Maybe in closing, we always like to know what investors should be watching out for. You know, there's a lot of companies out there competing with yours. And why should people be paying special attention to yours? And what sort of news should they be on the lookout for going forward here in the next several months?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I mean, we do have an exciting drill program, as I mentioned. So you'll be seeing a lot of information coming from that. I will be on the road the next few months marketing to get this story out there. But, you know, I will always say to the public, it's not just about being a small junior company. We can backstop it by building our mines if we want to. We have great partners, board members that have built mines. I've built two mines with my business partner. So we have the team to go the distance, but we always work for our shareholders and we'll just see how that plays out. But this is really an exciting company because it's clean. There's no debt. We're just going to, you know, get that drill bit going. And through organic growth, I think people are going to see what's going to happen. And I just can't be more excited about a company.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've had a lot of success in the past and that's one thing I failed to notice when I introduced you, but it's true. So this is really an exciting story. And I might say that the fact that you have the team to take it further along the way gives you some leverage too, perhaps. The
big Absolutely. Guys
can't just stay back and say, well, you just wait till these guys give up. And so, well, it's really great to have you, Kimberly. Thank you so much for your time. And we'll look to keep up with this story going forward.
Thank you. Great to see you, Jay.